listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Vic and Nathan on a football Thursday. Let's get a tweet in from you at Browns underscore daily. Dave DiNatale got a tweet.
Absolutely. Kind of disagree with this one from at Sarge1208. Let's not get to where we expect a win in Cincinnati. I don't agree with that. Do you guys?
I mean, I understand what he's saying. Let's not get carried away and just think it's a foregone conclusion. This is a team that they are going to have to play a tremendous football game, have a great game plan, execute it, not make any turnovers, not give the Bengals anything. But it is certainly a game they can win.
Yeah, I think expecting to win is a good thing. I mean, you should.
I want the
mindset,
players to expect to win.
Yes. I was just going to say that. That should be the mindset of the players. And I'm not sure if he's referencing that or not. But from the player standpoint, absolutely expect to win, expect to play well, and understand what you have to do to win. I mean, expectation isn't the strategy. The strategy is, here's how we think we can win this game. And I sense and believe, talking with players, talking with coaches in this building, that there's the confidence is based on knowing how well they can match up in certain areas, how they did earlier, and that they're a healthier team with a guy like a Billy Winn back in the lineup that we just talked about and what a difference maker he can be. And I think he's going to play a difference-making role in this game. I'm calling a shot right now that Billy Winn's going to have a significant say in the outcome of this game in a good way. So, all right, Jerod Cherry's going to come up with us next. It's Vic and Nathan and Jerod. We'll have the three of us on this show. This show being Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Thanks for hanging out with us on ESPN 850 WKNR.